And there's something that's pretty cool about this. In the 1960s, this guy, Lester Laborsky, did this experiment where he attached electrodes to people's eyes, which is pretty damn weird when you think about it. And he would then track where their eyes tracked as he showed them photographs, so he could see where they looked. And what he found is that if the photograph contained something that was either morally objectionable or that threatened the person's worldview, their eyes wouldn't even track to it once. And so what this means is they would see it out of the corner of their eyes and know not to look there. One of the examples was there's this guy who's, in the photograph is some guy reading a newspaper, and in the foreground there's a silhouette of a woman's breast. And the people who found nudity morally objectionable never once looked at it. Not even once. And then when they were asked about the photograph later, they didn't remember any breast. And you know, it's kind of weird and cosmic and everything, but think about it for a second. Oh, okay, here's a great example. You know the DEA guy who got, his wife got arrested for smuggling drugs a few years ago? They were saying, and let's presume for a second they're telling the truth, they were saying that she was doing lines of coke in front of him. He'd walk through the room and wouldn't see it. You can say, yeah, that's a good way to keep him out of prison. But on the other hand, it's really possible he simply wasn't seeing it because it was threatening to his worldview. And I mean, I don't know. I'm sure I'm not the only person in here who's ever been in a crappy relationship. But it's like, no, I actually saw no evidence that she was the single most selfish person on the entire planet. The evidence was simply not there. And then, you know, you look back later and it's like, oh my God. So I think this is something that we all do routinely. And then it also has really huge effects on the larger scale. It's everywhere.